These are your latest Newcastle headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Lee Clark believes Steve Bruce will remain as manager until at least the end of the season, despite just 2 wins from his side's last 20 outings in all competitions. The Tynesiders have 9 games to seal their Premier League fate for another season, one more than relegation rivals Fulham have at their disposal. Recent results have caused vast swathes of supporters to call for Bruce to walk out of the club, as they face a third season of Championship football since Mike Ashley took the helm in 2007. But reports this week suggest that the Sports Direct tycoon is in no hurry to sack the embattled boss, despite the dismal run of form and lacklustre performances. And Clark also can't see Ashley pulling the trigger on Bruce, given the fact that Rafa Benitez and Alan Shearer both failed to keep Newcastle in the top flight when stepping into the dugout towards the business end of the season. Moving on, and Yoshinori Muto is ready to bring his United nightmare to an end this summer if the league side Eibar are prepared to meet the Magpies' asking price. Eibar must also dig their way out of relegation trouble in the Liga, with the Basque country side currently third bottom of the table and tussling with Elche and Valladolid to avoid being pulled into Segunda alongside Alaves and Huesca. The Japan international was loaned out to Spain this season after being told he would not get regular game time under Bruce. Muto has only netted 3 goals for Eibar, with 2 of them coming in the Copa del Rey. But after being involved in 27 squads this season, he's said to be enjoying life in Spain and he's keen to stay on at the Ipurua. Finally, it's been revealed that the club paid more than £11 million to agents and registered intermediaries over the last 12 months. Newcastle signed Callum Wilson and Jamal Lewis for a combined fee of around £35 million last summer, and also brought in free agents Ryan Fraser, Jeff Hendrick and Mark Gillespie, as well as loaning Joe Willock from Arsenal in January. Despite their struggles in the standings, the club are actually mid-table when it comes to fees to agents and intermediaries, with Chelsea the biggest spenders, having paid out more than £35 million in fees. That's all for now, we'll have more later.